Hello everyone. So I need to be honest with you about something. Throughout my life, I've gotten mixed messages from the plurality of ladies, the diversification of women, about sexuality, eroticism, sensuality, and romance, dating, and marriage, children, pet owning, and my living arrangements, whether living alone or living with another or living with others. For examples, I've had some women tell me that I should be married with children, with a pet, and to come home to one woman, to be the protector, the breadwinner, and the provider of the family. I've had some women tell me that I should practice polygamy in parts of the world where polygamy is legal. I've had some women tell me that I should practice polyandry where it is legal. I've had some women tell me that I should practice polygyny where it is legal. I've had some women tell me that I should practice polygynandry where it is legal. I had some women tell me I should practice monogamy, unmarried, with children. I've had someone tell me I should practice monogamy without children. I've had someone tell me I should practice monogamy with children and pets. I've had someone tell me I should practice monogamy without children, without pets, and without being married. I asked someone to tell me I should practice monogamy without being married, without children, without pets. I asked someone to tell me I should practice monogamy, unmarried or married, while living with my woman. I've asked someone to tell me I should practice monogamy, unmarried or married, without living with my woman. I've had some women tell me that I should practice polyamory. I had some women tell me that I should practice triad, T-R-I-A-D. I had some women tell me that I should practice quad, K-U-A-D. Some women told me I should practice V, V-E-E. Some women told me I should practice solo polyamory. Some women told me that I should practice polycule. Some women told me I should practice hierarchical poly. Some women told me that I should have anchor partners. Some women told me that I should practice kitchen table poly. Some women told me I should practice parallel poly. Some women told me that I should practice polyfidelity. Some women told me that I should practice relationship anarchy. Some women told me that I'm in need of compersion. Some women told me that if you have more than one partner, that's going to cause jealousy and envy issues. Some women told me that I should practice casual sex. Some women told me I should practice one-night stands. Some women told me I should practice anonymous sex. Some women told me I should practice single encounters. Some women told me I should practice social sex. Some women told me I should practice friends with benefits. Some women told me I should practice booty calls. Some women told me I should practice recreational sex. Some women told me that I should practice open relationships. Some women told me I should practice open marriages. Some women told me I should practice hookup culture. Some women told me I should practice hookups. Some women told me I should practice hooking up. Some women told me I should practice swinging. Some women told me I should practice free love. Some women told me I should practice the sexual revolution. Some women told me I should practice promiscuity. Some women told me I should practice group sex. Some women told me I should practice sex parties. Some women told me I should practice swinger parties / gatherings. Some women told me I should practice orgies. Some women told me I should practice bunga bunga orgies. Some women told me I should practice sex clubs. Some women told me I should practice bathhouses. I want to make it clear, there is nothing wrong with any of these human activities that I'm describing to you. There's no immorality to any of these human activities. And there's nothing wrong with each of these human activities being a part of who some people truly are at their core. I just wanted to say that. I need to say that. Some women told me I should practice domestic partnerships. Women told me I should practice cohabitation. Some women told me I should have a committed relationship. Some women told me I should have going steady. Some women told me I should have a courtship. Some women told me that I should have engagement or betrothal. Some women told me I should have marriage. Some women told me I should have casual dating, casual relationships. Some women told me I should have commitment dating. Some women told me that I should have the male-led relationship where I lead the relationship. Man is the head of the household. Man's in charge of the relationship. Man's in charge of the sex. Some women told me I should have female-led relationships where the females run the household, run the relationship, and run the sex. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with any of these other human activities either. There's nothing immoral about any of these human behaviors at all. And some women encouraged me to do porn. Some women encouraged me to be a gigolo. Some women encouraged me to be a webcam model. And some women encouraged me to do escort services. Some women encouraged me to be a stripper. And so I know you're wondering, what have I decided to be? Before I get to that, when you're a good man like myself, some women feel like because you're a good man, I don't mind sharing you with other women. And that's when I told you in one of the episodes that some women were more like, be our gentleman whore. You're basically a chivalrous, good, honorable, knightly, hospitable gentleman towards women who is also promiscuous. In their mind, it's ethical because, well, you don't mistreat us, you treat us well. And there are other women who were more of the, well, because you're a good man, all you need is one woman, one pair of breasts, one vagina, one vulva, one clitoris. And that's what they told me. Well, all you need is for her to be the mother of your children and for y'all to be homebodies and be family and have pets and go out sometimes and be lovey-dovey with each other and have the greatest sex of all time with one another. So I got mixed messages from women about all these things. And I know that there's a mixed bag of feelings that I have, that you as the listeners have, in terms of hearing these things. Well, when you're a good man, it happens when, it's very common to happen to us good men. Very much so. Because there are women who feel like, I can get a good man of my own, but I'm just so happy to have you. I'm not going to be jealous of other women experience you erotically too. In fact, that's one of the reasons why, I bond well with the other ladies. We have you in, as our commonality, shared common ground. So there's some women who feel that way. They're like, I could get me my own, but I'm satisfied with what I have. I'm satisfied with who I have. And I've also seen this. There's some women who have told me that they don't think they can get a good man on their own. And so when they met me, it's more of, hey, my mind can be changed. So I was able to change their minds. Because in my childhood, their women felt like they couldn't get a good man. So they shared men, they shared men with other women because of that chronic guilt and chronic shame. In my case, it's totally different. There, women go, "Oh, I have what it takes to have my own man," but there's some women who go, "But I don't need him to be a one woman man for me to enjoy him." Some women want their men to not be one woman type of men. And that was my experience with many women. Many other women, it was the total opposite. It was more of, no, if we're together, monogamy, nothing less, nothing more. So there were women who had the compersion mentality when it came to to the whole Antonio should be ethically non-monogamous. Another woman go, no, Antonio should be ethically monogamous, right? Let me tell you the resolution and solutions that have come when it came to these conflicts, issues, and problems regarding how I should behave myself romantically and sexually. So I decided that I won't put numerical value on women. That was something I was taught as a boy. I do not put numerical value on women. Women are priceless to me. Women are queens to me. They're princesses to me. They're presidents of entities and nations to me. They're servant leaders and social entrepreneurs to me. They're humanitarians to me. They are environmentalism people to me. They protect animals to me. They are impresses to me. I feel like in that kind of world too, women to me are royalty. Women to me are pharaohs. Women to me are lovely, women to me are lovely human beings, and I feel and my heart that women are wonderful emperors. To me, women are fantastic monarchs. And that's how I see women. I see women as I see women as executive leadership. I see women as life-giving, life-stabilizing nurturers who are spiritually nutritious people with remarkable physical gorgeousness. That's how I see women. So, for me, I'm not one of those guys that says, I have to have this amount of women. I don't think that way. I'm not one of those guys that says, well, I have to have innumerable women. I don't feel that way. I don't make monogamy something that I force on myself or any woman. I don't force, I'm gonna propose to you on a woman. I don't do that. I don't force, well, I'm the head of the house. I'm the head of the relationship. I'm the head of the sex. I'm like, I don't force those things on women either. I think it's okay for men and women to learn, grow, and evolve when it comes to each other. I think men and women can servant lead one another. And so my attitudes toward women constantly evolve day after day. I want to say this. This popped into my head just now, and I need to say this. When I was talking about curvy women, that's how I felt at the time when I said, oh, they feel bad. They make me feel better sexually. And, you know, they, it's okay to have preferences, but that part I feel differently on that part of, oh, they make me feel better sexually. It's more of, now my mindset is more of, if you're right for me, then I don't do comparisons anymore. I tried my best not to in the past, but because of trauma, hey, it happened sadly and tragically. So even though I can prefer something, I don't want to make it seem like skinny females are inferior. I don't feel that way. I don't want to put a superiority complex towards curvy women. I think that's just heinous. But to me, I don't do comparisons. I can notice differences in terms of personalities, even looks. But I don't do the whole, well, this person makes me feel better sexually than you do. And my mindset is, that was a trauma doctrine I was taught as a child. Because every woman is different. So I don't believe in comparing anybody, because you can't fully enjoy the inner life of the woman that she's allowing you to share her inner life with you with. And you can't even fully enjoy the outer life that the woman is allowing you to share with you with. And I just go, I don't do comparisons because it ruins sex for me. So if I'm with a curvy woman or a skinny woman, I no longer have the attitude of, oh, this person, the curvy one makes me feel better sexually. It's just more of, y'all equally make me feel good, because y'all have the inner beauty I need, and y'all outer beauty is not worth the comparisons, because gorgeousness is multi-layered. So I decided to no longer feel that way. Yes, can some people have more to their body parts than others? Yes, but I still don't do comparisons. I can notice, but I don't care. I'm just, Lord, like, when I'm with you, you are my 100% pleasure, and I'm your 100% pleasure. Bigger chest, smaller, but I don't care about that. I really don't care, because, like, when I'm with you, I don't do bigger or smaller. I go, that's perfect to me. That's how I am with women. If I'm, you know, intimate with a woman, her whole body's perfect to me. Her everything is perfect to me. Her mind is perfect to me. Her heart is perfect to me. Her soul is perfect to me. Her memories are perfect to me. She got perfect taste, perfect touch, perfect sight, perfect smell, perfect hearing. Everything about her is perfect to me. When I say perfect, I'm talking about everything about her is complete and mature to me. Everything about her is whole and wholesome to me. So I don't do bigger or smaller. I don't care about that. When I'm with you, it's all flawless to me, because it's all what I need and it's all I want. And I want it because I need it. That's how I feel about, when I say it, I'm not reducing women at all. It means, I'll start here and work my way up. So everything about a woman's soul, I need it. That's why I want it. Okay, then that's what it means. Then her whole body, I'm like, oh, I want it because I need it. Not in an entitlement way, not in a male pig way. It's like, if you're choosing to share your body with me, that's when I feel that need to go. I need that 100%. That's why I want it 100%. So comparisons is just tasteless to me. I have a disdainfulness towards comparisons on that. Like body count, I hate that. I really do. I think it's misogyny. I think it's queerphobic. And it's a mixture of dehumanization and objectification and commodification all wrapped up in three deplorable, horrible concepts. So that's how I feel. And so it's like everything about a woman's voice, her verbal expressions or nonverbal expressions, her entire beingness is complete and mature. That's my definition of flawless. It's wholesome, and because they're all the parts of her that make her herself. So that's how I decided to feel that way about women. And when I did episodes about women that are labeled by society as BBWs, Big Beautiful Women, I did not mean any harm. I was showing, well, to the best of my ability, romantic love, sensual love, even intellectual love, emotional love, psychological love, and erotic and sexual love to women that are normally discarded by society. So, in my mind, I'm willing to apologize and to make amends with women that I've offended. I did not mean to hurt you, but some I think I did. And if I have, please, you know, I'm going to make sure I enable voice messages to come back on so you can explain. I'm also at the point willing to delete certain episodes. You know, if the episodes are too offensive, you know, I don't mean to be. But if they cross the line, I'll delete them and never say those things again publicly. I'll never say those things again privately either. But, you know, when it came to, you know, those episodes, it was meant with care, concern, and compassion in colorful manners. But that's how I feel about women. I feel differently now as a man. As I get older, I improve my sensitivity towards women every day. On purpose, consciously. So I am an ambiamorous kind of man. I'm open to ethical monogamy and ethical non-monogamy. That's what my ambiamorous means. Because that's ambiamory is all about. So I don't have a preference on either. I have a preference for what life is supposed to give me. Life will give me what I need. Life will determine if it's monogamy or non-monogamy. I'll let life decide that. I'm not going to force that. I'm not going to try to make anything happen. I'm just going to be natural to life, and I'm going to let life be natural to me. I'm going to be nice to life and let life be nice to me. I'm not one of those types that is afraid to be sentimental, because I'm a sentimental man. So I don't think these women meant me any harm. And I'm not upset with any of them. I don't have any ill will or ill feelings toward any of them. For me, some women have told me, Antonio, there's a lot of women that need your affection out here. Why just one? And then some women told me, well, Antonio, there's a lot of women that are tired of the high singleness rate in terms of you got all these good men out here, but you have various factors that keep women, a lot of women single that want to be married. And I noticed that for me, So that's why I decided to change how I see women, you know. I just figured that with women, I've never been the same, and that's a good thing. Because how I started with women at 5 compared to how I'm at 30 has changed. So, I feel like this is what I need to say. That also, in terms of black women, some black women, some autism moms, and some church women, were the main ones encouraging me to live the family man life, wife, children, pet, house, and I have a heart for family man living, and at the same time, because I've been called to live the kind of life where sometimes I may be gone for days at a time, months at a time, weeks at a time. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's emotional intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's physical intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's unconditional intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's aesthetic intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's work intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's commitment intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's creative intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's conflict intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's crisis intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's spiritual intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's intellectual intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's experiential intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's intellectual intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's spiritual intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's creative intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's conflict intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's crisis intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my wife's experiential intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's circumstantial intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's recreational intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's financial intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's sexual intimacy needs. So many people are saying, "So Antonio, We understand that. So, serious relationship. Do you have a heart for that, even if that doesn't lead to marriage? I do. But because I am called to live a life where I'm consistently dealing with the media, as well as having to make regular public appearances, it would be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's emotional intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's physical intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's unconditional intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's aesthetic intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's work intimacy needs. It would be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's commitment intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's creative intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's conflict intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's crisis intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's spiritual intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's intellectual intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's experiential intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's circumstantial intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's recreational intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's financial intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's sexual intimacy needs. It'll be, if I was married, it'll be a struggle to meet my wife's romantic intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's sensual intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's social intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet my wife's interpersonal intimacy needs. Her psychological intimacy needs will be a struggle to meet. If I'm in a relationship, serious relationship that doesn't include marriage, it'll be a struggle to meet my girlfriend's interpersonal intimacy needs, her social intimacy needs, her psychological intimacy needs, her romantic intimacy needs, her sensual intimacy needs. It'll be a struggle to meet her erotic intimacy needs. Like, if I'm married, it'll be a struggle to meet my wife's erotic intimacy needs. So, okay, what about the children and the pets? It would be a struggle to meet their emotional intimacy needs, their conflict intimacy needs, their creative intimacy needs, their crisis intimacy needs, their spiritual intimacy needs, their intellectual intimacy needs, their circumstantial intimacy needs, their experiential intimacy needs, their recreational intimacy needs, their financial intimacy needs, their crisis intimacy needs, you know, their unconditional intimacy needs. So I can have a magnetism towards the family man life, but my calling gets in the way of me living a family man life. And I remember telling autism moms that, and some autism moms that, some black women that, and some church women that, they were amazed at how rare breed of a man I am. And at the same time, they were like, well, I know that soon and very soon, your schedule will not have so much, so you can still be our husband and be the father of our children. They said, we're not giving up on that. You are that family, man, that we need. And our minds will never change on that. Then there were other women that were like, well, since you're going to be that busy, you know, being an extraordinarily rare blessing, miracle, signs, wonder, and breakthrough, that means you can have multiple women out of us. And there are women who go, I like that you won't. There are some women that told me, because you're busy, I get the feeling you're not going to be tied down, that I can have you. And women around the world can have you. They like that idea. They kind of like, I kind of like that you get busy, because during your free time, we can rock your entire universe. Me and other ladies. So I got that message too. So, you fully know where I stand on the mixed messages now. So, if I have one woman, it's for all the morally excellent reasons. If I have multiple women, it's for all the morally excellent reasons. Life will take care of that for me. I'm just going to continue learning, growing, and evolving in moral excellence.